Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with Adriana Vandalese, sophomore out of Kelowna, British Columbia. First of all, Vandy, how was your Christmas break?
It was really good. It was nice spending time with family and friends. So, yeah, I had a good time.
I saw on your Instagram you got a chance to hang out with your boyfriend too, right?
Yeah, I did. That was also nice. Nice to see him.
What was the best thing you got from Christmas?
I would say a cookbook that my mom made me with all my favorite recipes to take to college.
Oh, that's cool. So she actually put her recipes, family recipes?
She combined a bunch of my favorite meals and like made a cookbook for me and my brother, and then she put like pictures of us when we were younger making those things. So she put like our favorite pancakes in there and pictures of us making it, and then it's really thoughtful. So that was my favorite gift.
That's the best Christmas gift I've ever heard. That's awesome. Your team got back on the ice, 7 days ago after a long, long break. How much was that break needed?
I think it was very needed for us just mentally and physically. The break came at a really good time for all of us.
What was it like getting back on the ice with this team finally?
I think we had some fire under us. I know that I was really excited to get back on the ice along with everyone on our team. It was a longer break because we had that bye week the first weekend, so it was really exciting to be back, and everyone definitely had those same feelings.
Minnesota Duluth coming off of a weekend where they swept the Badgers in Wisconsin. Obviously, they're going to come back here and play with a lot of that momentum. How hard was it to hold them off?
Yeah, that was their sweep in Wisconsin was pretty cool for them. Obviously, they were pumped up after that. Them playing that weekend before playing us and us not playing that weekend before was definitely an advantage for them, I would say. The first game back after eating a bunch of turkey is always hard. I think they just won 50-50 battles against us, which is something that we can work on tomorrow, and just picking up players in front of the net.
Defensively, their offense is high-powered. They got a lot of skilled players. They're a very veteran squad. This Beaver squad's very young. As a defensive core, what do you guys need to do to keep them from getting any scoring?
Yeah, like I said, today I thought we had good stick on puck as a D core, but just moving our feet for myself, I know that I needed to work on my body position a lot during that game, and then just picking up sticks in front of the net, helping our goalie out, and then also looking back door. They like to sneak girls back there a lot.
Offensively, how do you guys get more offensive zone time?
I think we had a couple spurts there of ozone time. I think just being smart with our dumps so we can get the puck back, as well as grade A chances. I think just instead of one and dones, just getting more grade A opportunities and moving the puck.
What's it going to take to beat this Bulldog team?
I think just the full 60, can't let off for any period, any shift, just giving it our all. Really, we have nothing to lose, and doing the little things, not trying to be too fancy with it. We've never really been a fancy team, so getting grimy and dirty in front of the net, as well as everywhere on the ice, they're a physical team, so I think we can be more physical back. Just more shots, more people going to the net, screening, tipping, that kind of thing.
I know Coach was stressing it before the game even started to just go out there and have fun. Hockey is a game. How fun is it to be able to play college hockey?
Sometimes I think a lot of us take it for granted. It's a huge accomplishment, and it is one of the best, in my opinion, best sports, but I love playing it. It is super fun.
What's your major?
Business with an emphasis in management.
Ooh, big goals.
Someday?
Yeah, I think I'm going to minor in sports management just because I don't ever want to leave the sports side of things.
I always told you, when you're done with college, you can come up and hang out with me in the booth.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Kelly.